This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Congressional leaders are negotiating the next coronavirus relief package, which may be the last one before November's election. And what will it include and what's in it for Colorado? The state's delegation is working on that, as CPR's Caitlin Kim reports.
Democrats passed a $3 trillion relief package months ago. Republicans have a framework for a $1 trillion package. The final bill will land somewhere in between, and that means some people will be left out. Here's what Republican Senator Cory Gardner says he's working on in this next coronavirus bill.
I think we need to focus on three things: making sure that we address the pandemic itself, helping individuals in need. That includes, you know, unemployment, that includes getting back to work. And the third thing, of course, is keeping businesses open and getting through that together.
He supports more money for the Paycheck Protection Program, more local aid, and continuing unemployment help of some kind.
What it looks like, I think there's going to be a negotiation, but the American people need help. Let's help them.
Democratic Senator Michael Bennett's priorities include creation of a health force to help with testing and tracing, and longer-term help for businesses to stay open. It could be expensive, but so could shutting down the economy again.
The real question is, can we open, and can we open in a way that allows us to stay open?
Bennett says a few Coloradans have also brought up liability protection, a priority for Republican leaders.
Businesses want to understand what kind of guidelines we need to follow, and equally important, employees want to understand what kind of guidelines businesses are following.
Part of the difficulty with negotiations is that fiscal conservatives are worried about the breadth and depth of all the spending. Representative Ken Buck, who hasn't supported any of the past bills, quipped,
"Is the Kennedy Center involved?"
The Performing Arts Center did get money last time. Some Republicans want a much more focused package this time, and that could be bad news for additional state and local aid. It's not in the Republican proposal, and that's a deal breaker for Representative Ed Perlmutter because of what it could lead to.
We're going to see firefighters, law enforcement, teachers, transportation workers laid off.
He's confident there will be a deal. Maybe not one that will cause backflips, but one that will help Americans. In Washington, D.C., I'm Caitlin Kim, CPR News.
And we stay in Washington for this next part of Morning Edition. Presidential politics is just ahead. It's 6:34. This is CPR News.